It seems like I'm forever. I'm talking about your memory being bad. I was asking about your feet. I imagine you've already gotten over and got some medication for those. I hope you get that cleared up. Apparently you'd written to mother or something. She said that you sound like you're trying to hold your weight down over there. That's a good deal, honey. I don't want you to run yourself to death or anything like that. I keep thinking about Dick Weber getting in that good condition and wonder if he didn't push himself a little bit to do it. But you're not really overweight. You probably could, you know, when you went on that diet before and lost those 20 pounds, you really look good. And I think that's an ideal probably weight for you. No, I'm with you. I don't think Barry probably has too much of a chance of being discharged right now, especially since they fired a couple of them that had gotten there after he did. That's probably a pretty good sign. And I think he had said prior to that that he didn't particularly want to stay in New York, but he did want the experience. He felt like it was good for him. And I don't guess I'll probably ever get a date from your mother and dad. They'll probably be calling sometime this month. And I don't know when to expect your call, probably over the weekend sometime. I'm just not really too anxious for you to go downtown after what I read in the paper today. And so I'd just soon you stay away from there and I'll just listen to your tapes. Said they were halfway expecting a big terrorist attack and a complete, you know, infiltration there in Saigon. And I don't want that. I don't want you to be downtown when it all happens, so you just sort of keep yourself to the base. I like to talk to you on the telephone, but I get as much pleasure and can usually hear you better on the tape. I don't know why. I just get the grins when you call, and seems like I do all the damn yakking, and you don't have a chance to do any of it. But the kids do enjoy it, but I want you to make sure there's nothing in the wind before you go downtown, because I really worry about that. You haven't said in a while how you're doing on your suntan. You old smarty, if we do have that about the 1st of August, that's fine with me. I want to check, though, about my periods and see if I can count up that far ahead and be pretty sure about that time. But that'll give me June and July to get a suntan unless we have winter on up into June or July like we did that first year we were up here, and I hope to hell we don't. But I'd so like to have a suntan before I get to Hawaii. Anyway, I thought you'd probably like that Revlon. The one nice thing about it I found is that you don't really have to bathe after you use it because it really saturates your skin and sinks in. It's not like most of these oily things that sort of lay on your skin and you just feel so icky and dirty afterwards. I went ahead and picked up a bottle, and I'll probably pick up another one because they run out of it so fast when the weather starts getting nice in the summer, and it's not that expensive in the BX in comparison to what it is downtown. And one of these days I've got to get downtown and try and do some shopping, I guess, but I'll wait till next month because it's still a long month ahead, and I spent a little bit more money this month than I anticipated on, so I want to be sure and watch it and make sure I don't run short, or in case you need some money or something, then I can send you some. Probably not very much this month, but a little bit if you need it. All week long, I felt like I'd forgotten to meet an appointment or forgotten to do something. I guess if I had, they probably would have called me. I'm pretty sure my dental appointment is until the 16th of next month, and Karen's appointment's on the 9th, and I've got a GYN appointment on the 14th. I don't know. I've been thinking pretty strong about going back in there on that glucose tolerance run, but then they're changing doctors, and half of them aren't going to be there for a couple of months, so I don't know whether I'm going to mess with it or not. I really got bloated this afternoon. I don't know. I guess I've been eating onions or something that's pretty bloating, but it really felt uncomfortable. But I guess that's just the way it goes. Well, I finally broke down and got the Fury filled up yesterday. I had driven a little bit yesterday afternoon, I guess, early. Or the day before, I guess, I'd driven it out to the stables or someplace. Anyway, this tire sounded real funny to me, and I thought, oh, my God, I got a flat, or else I've got a really, you know, a low tire. So yesterday afternoon, I took it up to the gas station, and I guess it was yesterday Yeah, yesterday afternoon. And I asked him to check them, and I thought I needed some gas too. I didn't take too much, about 16 gallons, I guess, to fill it. So there's more in there than I thought. Mine's sitting just about on empty, so I guess I'll have to have mine filled twice this month. No, I guess it's been about 3 weeks or so since I put gas in the Rambler. But anyway, the Fury's full now, and the pressure was 30 in all the tires. And he just said that sometime that low-pressure type tire will thump like that or make that noise, because as soon as I got it filled up and had driven it for a little bit, you know, I drove it back to the house, and I got it in the afternoon and drove over to Barbara's yesterday. Well, it run fine, but I guess I'm just not used to that noise. I'm so used to that bling, bling, bling on that Rambler. Mother said she wasn't going to drive that Rambler when she came out here. She's going to drive the Fury. She said she just couldn't get the damn thing to work. She didn't know why it didn't fall apart on me, but I guess it just happens to like me. I don't know if they've got personalities. But she just smacked me. That was for David, not me, so I guess I'll finish up. But she said that Sonny's trying to swing a trip to Denver in September, and if he does, then she'll probably be here for a couple of months, which I'm going to put her to work probably sewing the kids' school clothes. I sure hate to spend all that money, because I know I'm going to have to buy them coats. David's jacket that we bought him last year just went to pot completely, so he's wearing the jacket I bought. And I don't know, he'll be able to start out on it next year, but I don't know how long it's going to last, but at least I can only buy three rather than four. And so I hope we're in the South where we don't have to have too many jackets every year, and they'll last them a little bit. I sure hope so. I'm going to probably get them a little bit large for them, which is probably a better policy than they can always use them for play coats. As far as Sandy going out, honey, I don't really know whether to let her or not. She seems to, well, she's got, Colette's a year older than she is, and Debbie's the same age as she is, but she seems to be running with kids that are from 2 to 3 years older than she is, which I guess is all right. They've got a little bit more sense in their head. And I don't know. I hate it. I've dreaded this moment of her going out and whatnot. And I prefer to know the people she's at, so maybe if they'll come by and pick her up at the house and I can meet them, then I might let her go. But I worry myself sick until she gets home. And I guess that's just perfectly normal. And I can't keep her cooped up all of her life. And times she shows a little bit of responsibility, and other times she doesn't act any older than the twins, so it's still a back and forth deal. But at times she can have a pretty level head on her, and other times I wonder. So I guess I'll just have to try it out. Bye-bye, darling.
Bye.
And see, and David's leaving now, so he'll kiss me goodbye. And try her once and see if, you know, everything works out all right. But I'm not going to let her know that just yet anyway, not until you send her the letter. Well, I don't think I've said I love you on the tape. I really do. And I think Karen and Kathy want to say a little something to you. So I'll probably say goodbye now. And you keep those letters and stuff coming, and you take care of yourself, darling. I love you very much, and I'm wanting to see you so badly. And thank God it won't be too many more months, and I will be able to. So I'm going to turn it over to Kathy and Karen now, and I'll say goodnight now.
Hi, Dad. We can't say much, so hello, bye, Dad. Well, I do love you, but Mommy took up most of the tape, so here's Kathy. Hi, Dad. Bye, Dad. Love you.